This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Another episode of The Extra Yard with Alex Dono and former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford. We are brought to you by Prize Picks and by Better Edge. Troy, hope the weekend and Monday treated you well. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. Things went well over the weekend. Very quiet compared to the weekend prior.
Yeah.
So everything is good, you know?
So coming out of this weekend, Rich Eisen, NFL Network, has got everybody talking with these rumors coming out of the NFL scouting combine. Now, you know, I already see angry Dolphin fans in the comments and on the Twitter comments, because they get so upset if I bring up the possibility of anyone other than Tua Tagovailoa playing quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. But just don't be upset, Dolphin fans, because I don't think this is happening. I want to address it because Rich Eisen put it out there, but, you know, coming out of the combine, he talked about this, you know, this rumor he's hearing. I can imagine a lot of the team executives get a little, you know, a little tipsy at those bars around the combine, and the loose lips sink ships, right? Excuse me, I'm dying over here. So these NFL execs.
You keep going dying on me.
This is my fourth show of the day, so at some point, the lungs have got to give out, I guess. But Rich Eisen talked about this buzz that he's hearing that Tom Brady, who's retired for the second time, may not stay retired, and that the Dolphins would be a team to watch out for. But honestly, Troy, I'm fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Or does it go the opposite way?
I don't know. I say exactly what you say because I don't know which way it goes.
Shame on somebody, because I'm not buying. I think Brady's retired for real. So Tom Brady responded to this rumor. He tweeted out, "Anyone who thinks I have time to come back to the NFL has never adopted a two-month-old kitten for their daughter," he writes. So, I mean, he may be living now in Miami, but Brady claims he's going to be living here but not actually playing football here. And you know what? I believe him.
So it's the cat that is keeping him away from football now. Listen, anything can happen. Money, it was a saying. Like Dan Marino used to always say in the locker room, cash, I forgot what it was, but money talks, cash screams.
Oh, yeah.
Someone throws cash at him, anything is possible. And when it comes to the fans out there sitting there saying, anyone other than Tua, I sit there and say, okay, who are the quarterbacks other than Tua that would have you excited, right?
Lamar Jackson would have me excited. And
three quarterbacks. Yeah. There are three quarterbacks for me. Aaron Rodgers, and not in a particular order. Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So you never know when it comes to negotiation. And when it comes to the Miami Dolphins and the relationship, even though they really don't have a relationship with Tom Brady, is Tom Brady and the owner of the Miami Dolphins, right? Both Michigan grads.
Yep.
Okay. So there is a connection there. The Miami Dolphins flirted with him last year. I don't know if they got in trouble for that or not.
He did. So I got like Troy, to me, he owes us one. Like Tom should play for a year. We already lost a first round draft pick for this guy. The owner got suspended over this guy. At this point, now he's a free agent. There's no penalty to talking to him. He owes us a season in Aqua and Orange.
And when it comes to the possibility of it happening, it's so hard for athletes. I don't care what level you're on. It's so hard for athletes to walk away from what they were built to do, how they created their lifestyle, how they lived their lives. You just want one more go at it. Now, I know Tom Brady has already retired twice, but would I really be floored if he had to retire a third time? Yeah. Not if he was a member of the Miami Dolphins. And I look around the National Football League and I go, okay, if there was one team that would bring or could bring Tom Brady out of retirement, what team would that be? And of course, me being a Dolphin fan, I'm sitting there saying, Miami Dolphins make sense. I think it all comes down to really on how and what the Miami Dolphins feel about the prognosis of Tua, right? Tua, me personally, and I think if we took a poll, there's not one person that say Tua's going to play 17 games, an entire season for the Miami Dolphins.
I think Brooklyn Rob probably would say that, who's okay, in the chat.
Maybe Brooklyn Bob will. But other than that, the reality of him playing an entire season, that's not going to happen. So
yeah,
it's very tricky. The Miami Dolphins haven't, I guess, bought into taking his fifth year or extending his contract right now. That's a very difficult decision that the Miami Dolphins have to make when it comes to their quarterback, because he has not shown that he could stay healthy. And as much as we love athletes, remember, sports has gone on and on and on. We fall in love with players, and not saying that we fall out of love with them, but when it comes time to turn the page, sometimes you just got to turn the page.
Right. Yeah. And here's the tweet that I guess people must have put the episode on a few minutes in, because I did reference this, but I'll flash the tweet here on the screen for those watching us on YouTube. Brady he's denying the Rich Eisen rumor. And honestly, I believe it, because, you know, I think last year when he retired the first time, it was a completely different situation. Because I think he was under contract at that time. So I think that was his way of trying to force his way out of Tampa Bay. So his power play
To get Tampa Bay to do different things.
Yes, right. And they did make a coaching change last year. Well, I don't know if that was related to Brady, but you know, that could have been his way to force his hand last year. And then also, maybe when Brady retired last year, you know, I don't know if that the wheels were already in motion for that divorce, but that might have, you know, had something to do. His home life might have had something to do with that. Whereas this time around, he's a free agent. You know, he came back, he gave it another go last year. I believe he's probably retired for real this time. And then, you know, the other part of it is, Troy, I know that still he put up technically big numbers last year, but I was watching Brady down the stretch run. I'm a huge fan of his, but even I have to admit, and not having a very good offensive line last year didn't help. But Brady, he looked a little washed at the very end there, Troy. Like maybe, you know me. You know, there are several others I would probably rather have under center for my team than Tua Tagovailoa. I'm no really? Longer convinced Definitely. Tom Brady is one of them. Really? There's probably some quarterbacks in the XFL who could do the job, but I'm no longer convinced that Tom Brady is one of those people. I think at 46 years old, he finally started to show that age at the end of last year. I think I might be okay with letting him hang it up. Now, if the Dolphins could make a run at Lamar Jackson, I think if anything, he's either going to, you know, be a Raven on the tag next year, or the Atlanta Falcons seem to be a team that could be very aggressive for Lamar Jackson. But Lamar Jackson, he's on a non-exclusive franchise tag now with Baltimore. That became official within the last couple of hours.
They just did that. That's the non-exclusive.
Yeah.
So other teams are allowed to negotiate with him.
Bingo.
Okay. That means that we're in the game. Teams, Atlanta Falcons are in the game. Teams are in the game. The Baltimore Ravens are willing to wheel and deal. And if you ask me, just personally, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm like, you guys just haven't treated me right.
Yeah.
You didn't want to give me a long-term contract. You're not giving me the exclusive tag. I'm going to go out there, and there is going to definitely be a team or two that will be willing to pay me what I want, what I feel I deserve, and I'll go down there and I'll change the organization. So, you know, now that that is official, where he is non-exclusive, I mean, anything can happen. Anything. Yeah. And I say it, I'll say it again. This is why teams, NFL teams, all professional teams, but NFL teams, they pay people big money upstairs in the office to make these decisions. And so you could bet the Miami Dolphins, the Atlanta Falcons, they're sitting there saying, all right, do we want to try and make a run at this? Do we want to try and make this happen? I mean, ticket sales alone, merchandise alone, the morale of your team alone would just go to another level. And why would you not want to see if you could, you know, dive into the water and get a Lamar Jackson to be the franchise quarterback of your organization? That would be incredible. I don't care what team it is.
He grew up in the area. He grew up a Dolphin fan. The guy is electric. Brooklyn Rob doesn't think it's happening, though. He says, not going to be Brady, not going to be Lamar or Rodgers. You will see Baker, Minshew, or Garoppolo to be backing up Tua. You hear it here first. You know I got my sources, mush. Okay. Brooklyn Rob does know things. Here's what scares me a little bit, Troy. Not necessarily what's going on down here, because I know that it's easy for the Tua ears to say, hey, let's gamble on Tua's health, because I will admit, for a month and a half stretch last year, when Tua was healthy and the offense was clicking, he was a bona fide MVP candidate for a month and a half. He was fantastic, right? But I'm also not going to pretend that he hasn't missed part of each of the last five seasons with injuries and has concussion issues this year. And, you know, I worry about other teams around us getting better, Troy, because the news comes out today that the New York Jets, while they lost out on Derek Carr because he signs in New Orleans.
I'm not a big Derek Carr fan.
Yeah, I just think he's all right. He's like a Ryan Tannehill type. He's all right. But here's the thing. The New York Jets have had conversations with the Packers and with Aaron Rodgers about a potential trade for the four-time MVP. Now, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, who have young talent and a top-five defense, that would scare me. Like, as a Dolphin fan, that would scare me, because Buffalo is still at the top of the division, although the margins may be closing a little bit. I think their window is going to be a couple more years, Buffalo. And then if the Jets are able to acquire Aaron Rodgers, I think that they leapfrog Miami in the division. I really do.
I would love to see Aaron Rodgers in the AFC East. I just would. Mm-hmm. Like, I absolutely hate Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
I dislike the Jets, but I grew up in New Jersey, so I give them a little bit of slack.
Wow. Troy Stratford is a Jets sympathizer.
I'm a Jets sympathizer. The Jets haven't won anything for a long time. Now, I don't want them to win before the Miami Dolphins win, but the excitement that would be coming to the AFC East, Buffalo, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers there, the Miami Dolphins with a healthy Tua or another quarterback in the fold, I mean, that would be outstanding football in the AFC East. You know, I watch NBA games, right? And it's all right to lose. I watch baseball games. It's all right to lose. You're going to lose.
Yeah.
And football, when you lose, it's impactful. So there is so much more riding on every single game. And I would love to have that excitement. I think that Aaron Rodgers is really going to exit the Green Bay Packers finally. And as quirky, that's the wrong word, quirky, but he pisses people off. He moves people the wrong way. People get tired of his whatever he does. But in New York City, you could be whoever you want to be. You could do whatever you want to do. And I think New York would be great for him. And you talk about the defense that the Jets have, and you put that with that young talent that they have on offense, especially at the wide receiver position. And now you're talking about an exciting team. That would be great for football every single week. You know, I hope he goes to the Jets. I honestly do.
Oh, my gosh. Blasphemy. Blasphemy. Oh. Brooklyn Rob says, please, you're thinking of the Aaron Rodgers from 3 years ago, Father Time catching up with Rodgers. Well, Brooklyn Rob, you're thinking of the Tua Tagovailoa from like 4 years ago when he threw that touchdown pass to Devontae Smith in the national championship game.
Listen, the key about, like, I played with a great quarterback. I played with two great quarterbacks. Doug Flutie was great. Dan Marino, great. Great quarterbacks. I was not personally involved with either one of their declines. But when you play at such a high level, what happened with Dan Marino and eventually what happened with Doug Flutie is the fact that their mind, okay, their mind tells them, I can still get this ball in there. Yeah. I can still do that. And in the National Football League, I mean, when we watch the highlights of touchdown passes, big plays, I'm talking, it's only like 1 inch before the DB had knocked it away or before that ball got into the wide receiver. And when those quarterbacks, the Marinos, the Elways and all of them, when they get to a certain level, their mind is saying, I can still get it there, but their ability does not allow them to get it there. So back to Aaron Rodgers. And back to Tom Brady, I didn't follow them closely enough at the end of the season watching their games because I was focused on the Miami Dolphins to see if it was the quarterback's fault or the guys around the quarterbacks. Yeah. Because in Green Bay and in Tampa Bay, they did not have the talent that the two of them were used to having the last few years. So I'm sitting there because I thought the biggest weapon that an Aaron Rodgers has and the biggest weapon that a Tom Brady has is the fact that, and I've always said this, they beat you before they snap the football. When they come to the line of scrimmage, they scan everything and they already seen everything. You're not going to fool them. You don't fool a Brady. You don't fool a Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
They either make a mistake or their wide receiver makes a mistake or their offensive lineman misses a block. You do not fool them.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So if they still have the ability, Donald, to get that ball in at that point, I'm sitting there saying, okay, if Tom Brady was available, I'm going to take a gamble on him if I'm the Miami Dolphins. If Aaron Rodgers, you see, I saw on ESPN earlier, the Jets, their whole brass from the owner, the coach, the GM, they're all on a private plane flying out to the West Coast to meet with Aaron Rodgers. They're in communication with the Green Bay Packers, and something's going to happen there. And the Jets are sitting there saying, let's make this happen. And I believe that will happen. And if that was to happen, I'm not saying 100% it will nudge a Tom Brady.
Ooh.
But if he was the sign...
Okay.
You know, it's no celebration if he goes back to the Green Bay Packers. Okay, he's coming back to the league. But it's Aaron Rodgers. He's come back to the league. He's going back to the Green Bay Packers. But imagine the news that, Aaron Rodgers is going to New York Jets. I'm sitting there saying, hey, Tom, I'm the Miami Dolphins. Tom, you all right? Can we have a meeting? And you never know what can happen.
God, you're getting me excited now. I mean, Brady.
I'm so excited.
Now, you played for the Dolphins in an era where you had like 2-a-days, 3-a-days, 10-a-days under Shula. The schedule's pretty light now compared to that. Troy, I think Brady might be able to have enough time to feed his daughter's adopted kitten and also come to the practice facility on a semi-regular basis to play for the Dolphins. You're talking me into this.
Listen. You're only going to love the kitty cat for, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a kitten right now. Once the kitten grows, it's not cute anymore. Yeah, right. What do you care?
It becomes a cat.
Yeah.
You know,
cats are very independent.
Love it any differently, but it's new right now.
You don't have to walk a cat. You can leave the cat unattended at home for several hours,
I'm going to practice, kitty. I'll be back in a little bit.
you can leave a cat unattended for days if you leave some food out,
Absolutely.
Just throwing that out there. I'm also just throwing this out there. If you guys want to get the action that you crave on game nights, and it's pretty much always game nights, conference tournaments going on in college basketball, NBA games going on, hockey games going on, XFL games. Is that still a thing? I think that's still a thing, right? You can get all the action you crave at Prize Picks. It's so easy to sign up. PrizePicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app. Use our code 5. That's FIVE. Spell it out, 5. And they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Guys, fully legal in the state of Florida and in most states in the country. If you go to their website, if you live somewhere else other than Florida, you can find out if Prize Picks is legal in your state. It probably is. So there's nothing shady about it. So easy to deposit, so easy to withdraw, and you're winning real cash while you watch these games. At Prize Picks, you simply select 2, 3, 4, 5 players. It's like parlays, and you predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions right, you win real money. And what makes Prize Picks extra fun, Troy, and I know you take advantage of this as I do, is you can go cross sport, right? Yes. Like, you don't just have to have like, oh, I'm going to select 4 NBA players. You can select 2 NBA players, 2 NHL players, college basketball player. Like, you can go all over the place with your selections and you can win real money. And then you're watching like 4 games at once and it's glorious.
I love it. You know, I love it. Now I've been doing my homework because, I'm a big Knicks fan and I'm a big Mets fan. I'm going to start making some little parlays there, switching or adding the two sports together, especially when my Mets got Scherzer on the mound. you know, or Verlander on the mound, and, you know, they're playing some wimpy team in the NBA. I got to play something on that.
I love it. So it's easy to sign up, and it's completely legal in most states, including Florida. PrizePicks.com or the PrizePicks mobile app. Use our code 5, F-I-V-E, to get a 100% deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks truly is daily fantasy made easy. We are also brought to you by BetterEdge.com. Also completely legal in the state of Florida and 45 states. So at BetterEdge, it's betting without the sports book. So you're not going up against the house. There's no fees or hidden fees. There's no juice. Better Edge combines sports betting with a social platform. So you're betting against other people on the website. It's brilliant because if you're like me, your friends are tired of losing bets to you. So instead of like asking your neighbor, hey, do you want to bet, you know, $100 on this UFC fight? You can find a sucker at betteredge.com, BETTOR edge.com. Use our special URL, betteredge.com/5reasons, and they're going to give you $20 just for signing up, betteredge.com. Make sure to check it out. Alex Dono and former Miami Dolphin with you, Troy Stradford with you here on the Extra Yard on the 5 Reasons Sports Network, part of the 3 Yards Per Carry family. And I got to confess something. Sometimes when I come up with the thumbnails and titles for these episodes, okay, I make them on purpose to piss off Alf, Simon, and Chris, because they don't like, these guys don't like nonsense. I'm all about nonsense. Like when I see Rich Eisen cooking up some rumor about Tom Brady coming out of retirement to play for the Dolphins, I know that when Alf, Chris, and Simon see that, they're like, ah, I hate this. We've got to do a 3 yards per carry episode and talk about how ridiculous this is. When Dono sees that, I'm like, giddy up. We've got a show. Sometimes I like pissing these guys
like
off.
I read that, I hear that, and I go, yeah, that's intriguing. Like, yeah, you got to toss that around. I mean, the Tom Brady rumor should have chatted up has been going on, has been around for like 3 years with the Miami Dolphins, if not more. So the possibility of that happening, and we know, not to get into his personal business, but, you know, accordingly, like, I don't know, he's probably a resident of New England, West Coast, California, got a house down here in Miami, got a house in Tampa Bay. He's a resident of like 4 different states.
Right.
But he definitely has property down here in Miami.
Oh, for sure. And that's where, I think that's where the ex-wife and the kids are living now down here. So this, I think, is his primary residence now.
And who doesn't want to be around their kids? And yeah, he got some cush job making a lot of money waiting for him to become a broadcaster. But really, if you feel and believe that you could still play, go out there and play. I don't think that Tom Brady was horrible. I just think that the talent around him, Tampa Bay, I don't think they were as good as they have always been. And so you're Tom Brady and you're sitting there saying, wow, they got some weapons down there. Like, you know, I could get rid of the ball. I could get it into their hands. Beat them before I snap this ball. I might want to give this one more try, you know? You never know.
So here's something that is going to be happening. This is not a rumor. The Miami Dolphins, according to Adam Schefter, the Dolphins will release Byron Jones after the start of the new league year on March 15th. So the move, like they can make the move, but they're going to for salary cap reasons, they're going to designate the move as a post June 1st cut, which would set the Dolphins up for $13.6 million in savings under the salary cap. So
absolutely,
I think this is a pretty obvious end to this saga here, Troy, based on the way the last couple of weeks have gone. But, you know, it is being officially reported by Adam Schefter that the Dolphins are going to be releasing Byron Jones. Now, the question will be, does Byron Jones retire or does he turn up somewhere else?
You know, now the Miami Dolphins release him, I'm like, all right, good luck to you, whatever you want to do. Yeah. Like, I just hope that you're healthy. You know, that just points to the Miami Dolphins, especially focusing on the NFL draft and them sitting there saying, all right, we need to shore up this secondary. Because a couple of shows ago, I gave my opinion that going into last season, the Miami Dolphins, I thought they were built very strong from the secondary coming down. Now I think they're built very strong on the defensive line, and they have holes in the secondary. And the Miami Dolphins need to start to replenish that and bring in some young talent back there to match what they have up front. When it comes to professional sports, it's so tricky. Like you talked about the window of the Buffalo Bills possibly slowing or closing, you know, in the next year or two, probably 2 years. You got to get it while you can get it. And the Miami Dolphins offensively, I'm sitting there saying, all right, they really don't have any running backs under contract going into this season. Do they make a play there? They're not known for spending big money for a running back, but you don't have to do that at the running back position. But to stack the wide receiver position, I don't think that Mike Gesicki is going to be here next year, but
right.
Well, he wasn't a big part of the offense. So I think that the Miami Dolphins, they need to fix the offensive line, and then they need to focus on that secondary, and they need to get a running back. I mean, they got a lot to do, but that's what the offense is made for. You got to, you know, you got to solidify everything. You got to figure it out. And again, that's why they pay people upstairs a lot of money to figure it out.
Last thing I want to go over here. So I do want to entertain this. Walt Dog sends us his trade proposal for Lamar Jackson. I don't know if this is enough. I mean, I'm sure Baltimore, you know, obviously they lose a little leverage since they haven't been able to work out this long-term contract, but I know they're going to be asking for a stupid return for Lamar Jackson. He says Tua, Waddle, and 2024 first round pick for Lamar, or Tua, Waddle, and Houston's number two pick and more. Draft a quarterback or number two pick in 2024 first for Lamar, or after draft 2024 and 2025 for Lamar. Yeah, it's a little confused. He lost me there. I'm also trade conversations also confuse me. But honestly, it doesn't really sound like enough there, because first of all, I feel like somewhere like Atlanta could outbid Miami pretty easily. Not having a first round pick this year, I think, really hurts Miami's chances of making a deal. I feel like other teams can offer better draft compensation than Miami can. Obviously, from a Dolphins standpoint, I would hate to trade Jalen Waddle. The priority, of course, I guess, would be to keep Tyreek Hill. You know, but trading Jalen Waddle, you know, you'd be taking a weapon away from the next quarterback. But then I also understand, you know, the team you're making the trade with is going to want really good players in return. So you may have to part with a guy like that. Would Baltimore want Tua as part of that deal? Like, would they identify Tua and say, hey, this can be our franchise quarterback? Or would they not even, you know, would they not want to deal with Tua for the same reasons a lot of people are worried about his health and all that? So, listen, I look at that trade package, Troy, and it doesn't sound like enough to me. And I don't think the Dolphins have enough ammunition, unless Lamar Jackson were to do whatever he can to say, that's where I want to go.
Yeah.
Find a way to trade me there. Otherwise, I'm going to make your life miserable, Baltimore, if you don't find a way to trade me there. That would give the Dolphins some leverage, but I don't think this is enough.
You know, we as fans, we don't know what teams want, how they prioritize things. Do the Baltimore Ravens sit there and say, all right, we'll roll the dice with Tua? Hopefully he stays healthy. And if he stays healthy, we're golden, right? We could build around him as well. But it's so tricky when it comes to his health. And so any team, like, that's why I don't think that Miami Dolphins could pick up his fifth year or sign him to some humongous contract, because you just do not know. He has not shown that history. Now, when it comes to Jalen Waddle, would I want to keep him as a package here with the Miami Dolphins, a duo, especially with next to Tyreek Hill? Absolutely, I would. But there is a certain level there. Would Baltimore love to have him? I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins replace him, because I don't think that, would you agree with me? Jalen Waddle is damn good. But would you build your franchise after seeing Tyreek Hill? Would you build your franchise around him at the wide receiver position? Or would, if something else was coming back in return, in particular a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, would you say, we love you, but, you know,
yeah,
we got to turn the page here. We got an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback when we need one, because the Miami Dolphins window is not going to be there too long.
Right.
And like I said, those windows only stay open for 2, 3, 4 years max, and then you got to reset everything. So listen, 5 years from now, I don't know, two of them won't be here anyway, no matter what two you say. That's just how the game goes.
Oh, good stuff for today's episode. We will wrap it up on that note. Troy Stradford, thank you as always, my friend. And anything you want to plug or promote on the way out?
No, just that I'm looking good. That's all.
Yeah, you are looking good. The head's looking shiny. Yeah.
I'm only playing around.
Ah,
I will say this. I'm much more relaxed. You know how at some point when you are a parent, you send your kids away somewhere. A lot of kids' parents send their kids away to camp or something like that for the summer, for a week or whatever. Just sent my dog away to training school.
Ooh.
And you notice, like, when he was around and I used to do shows, like, I'm always like, get down and all that.
Yeah.
Calm as a whistle right now.
I feel
calm.
Like it's my fault that you sent him to training school because...
No, trust me. It was a nightmare, a workout just to walk him down the street. He wanted to pull, and pull. So he went to like a 10-day dog training school session. It's actually a current police officer in Broward County who trains their canine units. He trains all of their canines. And so sent him there, and he came back a wonderful dog. Nice and calm. Still got the puppy enthusiasm, but now you can walk him. He listens to you, not bothering me right now. I love it.
I love it.
Kudos to my doggy Denver.
Life is good now with Denver. And huge thanks to everyone who took time to watch this and listen to this. Keep in mind, you can get the audio version on the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe, because even though I probably annoyed them with my nonsense, Alf, Simon, and Chris are awesome. And 3 Yards Per Carry is the ultimate Miami Dolphins podcast. So make sure you subscribe. If you're watching us on 5 Reasons Sports YouTube, make sure to hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to that channel, and we will talk to you again next time on another episode of The Extra Yard on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
You got it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.